Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Guajira, Guantanamera.
Worldwide. This is not.
Yo, 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 yo. Que pasa, homes?
Órale, órale.
Que pasa, homes?
That's racist.
Turn me up, turn me up.
Hip hop.
Yeah. Cinco de Mayo. Happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. It's your host, Felipe Jones. And I'm here today to talk about what's been going on in the world of rap, because this has been a crazy week. What's up, Ese?
Hola, que pasa?
I don't know what that means. June, appreciate you joining. Appreciate you joining.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. It's been a hell of a week. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Good, real good.
You good?
I gotta fix June mic.
Oh, what happened? Okay, dig it. What you I know what you've been doing all week, because you've been sending me shit left and right and left.
Hey, man.
I'm talking about, it's been I ain't want to say I told y'all so. If you go back about 3-4 episodes after the Like That shit came out, I said it was going to be a lyrical summer. And I'm pretty convinced this shit might not stop, because the bug gonna catch. Like, everybody else get ready to get right. It's gonna be a lyrical summer.
There's no stopping in this right now.
I ain't heard Sexy Red, I ain't heard Glorilla, I ain't heard none of that shit all week. All I've been hearing was Like That.
That's it.
Excuse me, Euphoria. Like That, Euphoria, Family Matter. No. 616 in LA. Mastermind, not Mastermind. What's the
Family Matters.
Then after Family Matters,
616.
No, that came out before Family Matters. What's the name of the last damn song? I just listened to it. Let me pull it up real quick.
Right, tripping.
I'm talking about. I've been on a Kendrick binge, man, and it's just been unreal. I've been listening to all this shit.
I got it on title too.
I've been listening to all this shit, man.
The boys took over the airwaves.
Oh, Not Like Us.
Not Like Us.
Meet the Grams.
Yeah, Meet the Grams, then Not Like Us. But the craziest shit is, it started Tuesday morning. Kendrick decided to drop. I say probably 9:15 West Coast time.
Okay, I go with that.
Yeah, so about 9:15 West Coast time, he dropped it. And man, I listened to that shit. But it was after, what was the name of Drake's? The push up shit in the Taylor Made freestyle.
Yeah.
So Drake did that. And then, Kendrick got to respond. So when Kendrick responded, he didn't stop responding.
Yeah, he waited until, was that Friday?
Tuesday.
No, the first response.
The first response was Tuesday. Euphoria came out Tuesday.
Oh, and then he came out with 616.
616 Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, everybody was like, well, is Drake going to drop something? He didn't until
Well, Euphoria held him up.
Yeah, Euphoria pushed him back a few days, yeah. I think.
That was a lot.
So he got it together, did the Family Matter shit, came out Friday night after Kendrick dropped another joint Friday at 6:16 in the morning, 9:16 East Coast time. So I'm just getting up for work and shit. Doogie, I look at my phone, Doogie to sent me a message in Messenger. And it was, excuse me, it was Academics reacting to Kendrick's new song.
Hold up. That came out on Friday?
Uh-huh. Friday morning.
Yeah, Euphoria.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, 616.
Yeah, 616 in LA came out Friday morning.
Friday morning, yeah. My bad, yeah.
That came out Friday morning. And I got to say, I've been looking at all the reactions on social media. I've been looking at just people just talk about it. I've been a little disturbed because it's a lot of people that just... And I posted some shit on there and was like, if you listen to Sexy Red and them, Sexy Red and Glorilla and them, yeah. This might not be for you. And
yeah, if you like it.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't mean that. I wasn't being disrespectful. I was just telling you honestly, like, there's some lyrical shit going on.
It is.
These you gonna have to think about, like, you gotta do research about what the fuck kids you're talking about. You gotta, if you don't know what's going on, if you ain't in tune with the world, then
that's what I was just about to say. You gotta be in
tune. Yeah, you gotta be in tune. So dog, this shit has been fucking amazing, man. I told y'all niggas it was going to get lyrical. But it wasn't going to be no violence.
The craziest part, heard today, which, like I said, Rick Ross pissing me off, man. I don't know what he did.
What he did?
He just talking dumb and then all that stupid shit.
He's everything Kendrick got put out, he on top of.
Well, you know he will, because
yeah.
Cause he you know what side he on.
He banging, he banging on me on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, he said today, Kendrick is a Andre 3000.
Yeah, that's who said it.
Yeah.
That's who said it. He said, yeah. I was trying to figure out who said it. That nigga said it.
He
said that shit on Instagram. He said, if everybody wanted to see what Andre 3000 would do in a rap battle, this probably the closest thing you'll see to it.
That's a pretty damn bold statement to me.
No, that's a great statement, though, because if Andre 3000 was to battle with somebody, it probably would sound something like this.
Nah.
No.
You don't think so?
No, it wouldn't be as hard.
It wouldn't be. You don't think so?
Nah. Kendrick affiliated. He can talk that talk. Drake can't talk that talk.
You right.
Drake
you
can't right. talk that talk, bro. I'm sorry.
Kendrick is gone. Bro. Kendrick going fucking bananas. Which one your favorite?
Oh, that last one. You know I love West Coast shit, man.
No, I'm talking about that shit just make you want to put your elbows up.
Who that was?
I swear that's that West Coast
somebody
shit.
Somebody was standing next to their Rolls Royce truck. They was chilling. And just went to Seawalking.
Yeah, that's what killing. That shit. That's what that shit make you do. That shit make you. I'm talking about that shit. That's that West Coast shit, dog. That shit.
This is why.
That's some old school West Coast shit.
When y'all was talking about J. Cole dropping out.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
This is why I was like, if J. Cole drop out, let him drop out. But if niggas go
ahead.
But if niggas be in it, if niggas get in it, be in it and let it be what it be. Because now niggas drawing lines in the sand.
Uh-huh.
Nigga. Yeah. You Crip walking to this shit, you know what it is. Yeah. Nigga, bring that shit.
Yeah.
I can't wait till they start shooting.
They not shooting shit. These niggas ain't finna shoot
you
now,
heard,
man.
You heard Kendrick say about his last, Drake tour stop in Oakland gonna be his last stop.
Yeah, man. They ain't gonna do shit, man.
Whatever, I hope they do.
They ain't gonna do shit, man. They ain't gonna do shit. Y'all boys wanted to be some violence. I told y'all ain't gonna be no violence come with this shit, man. Yeah. Ain't gonna be no violence, man.
Damn it. Don't forget who did that Seawalk, but I'm telling you, but they killed that Seawalk.
So
it wasn't YG? Not YG.
No, YG probably did.
No, JT. No, what?
OT Genesis?
OT, yeah, OT.
I don't know who it was.
OTB walking though.
I'm gonna get on. Yeah. I'm gonna get on there and OTB walking. I'm gonna get on there and check out because I know like that shit just so West Coast. Mustard did that. He brought that funk on that motherfucker. Alchemist killed that 616 to me.
Oh, that's the Alchemist.
Oh God, yes. Who else would it be? Why you think I like it so much?
I don't know. I ain't look. The only one I know for sure who did it was
can,
the last
you can
one.
Tell. You can hear.
I know for sure the last one was Mustard on that beat, yo.
Yeah. That shit was all day, all the way West Coast.
All the way.
All the way, man. That shit hard, though.
Push your mic over to you a little bit.
But everybody,
little bit more. Tell your mouth there. Pause.
Everybody,
bend it right there on the corner, on the edge, so it'll get to you.
Everybody,
yeah, put that cup down.
Right.
Yeah. So yeah, it's tough. You ain't got to be jealous. Acting like it's a baby. Or something. Yeah, right, man. Use the script.
Everybody talk about
they can't tap shit.
Everybody talking about how Kendrick Beats was. You know, they want that type shit that he came with on the last one. I understand that, but that it's really not that type of, well, it became that type of battle.
If the, you know how he was on Euphoria with the, at the beginning with Teddy Pendergrass?
Yeah.
If that was the whole song, I was cool if he was spitting that shit.
I'd have loved that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd have loved, but that's why I like the Alchemist shit so much.
Yeah.
That's why I like that shit, man. But I love them type of beats. That's what Griselda them be on all the time now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's why, and I just love, I'm talking about, he going the fuck off, dog. This nigga's not missing. Lyrically, he is not missing shit, yo.
Yeah. The only thing he might have missed on was that inside information about the daughter.
And I'm still thinking it might be something to that. It still might be something to that. We all know.
I want to ask the question that I asked you. But I don't know if should I wait till later about where these disses fall. Should I wait till later in the episode to ask you that?
No, let's go ahead and touch on that right now. Pause.
This will be Wallace's first time hearing it, but
yeah,
this is my opinion. I'll say either three or four of these songs will be top five diss records of all time.
I agree.
Okay, all right.
How many of them you say?
Three or four.
I give one.
Which three?
The last Kendrick, John, for sure.
Yeah.
Euphoria.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Going in there. Drake, Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Going in there.
Yeah.
And I might put 616. No. I might put 616 in there.
Mm. I mean, that's a bold statement, very bold, but
I give you four it all day long, because that was.
I can't see how it wouldn't. It in 2 years from now, it definitely would be like we can definitely say
like
because we don't know what else is coming. Something else might be coming,
but at this point,
almost definitely.
Something else might be coming.
Man, this ain't no.
Like, if Kendrick continue this on this path that he on.
Right.
Dog, man, this shit about to get stupid, man.
Well, just like I read a post too. Like I said, social media's out of control with it too.
Oh God,
yeah.
Like after this, it's gonna get like as far as legal, it's gonna turn into some. You know, it's gonna be oh man, that's what y'all got going on.
Yeah,
that's what you did.
But it yeah, yo
that's
yeah.
The only thing next,
yeah.
I'm talking about something that can really stick.
Oh, Kendrick said it in the shit. He said, "I'm like Cat Williams. I'm calling it. It's gonna be the embassy gonna be next."
Right,
that's crazy.
Because the only reason why I don't feel like no violence between them two because they ain't.
Oh no,
they have to get some money involved.
Yeah,
pay somebody. Yeah. Them boys, Drake ain't.
Kendrick ain't got to pay too much.
Nah, cause they'll do it just out.
Yeah.
That's he on another level.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Drake ain't like that.
Yeah,
he got to pay.
He got to pay.
Drake, like I can't lie, like when that Family Matter shit dropped, I watched it 2 times in a row.
Right.
It's about 7 minutes and some change long. Right. I watched it. B-Love sent it to me, so after I watched it the first time, I called this nigga. He answered the phone. So I already knew. I was like, he got work in the morning because he know he know what I'm calling.
It was 11:40 something. I was like, nigga, I'm gonna be up for an hour.
He knew what I was calling for. So,
right.
But he really didn't know that I was calling to tell him that Kendrick had just dropped some shit too. Because I'm talking about as soon as I clicked out of watching that Drake shit twice.
Yeah.
That which one was it?
Meet the Grams.
Meet the Grams. I'm talking about less than 30 minutes after Drake dropped Family Matter.
But that one I sent you, look at that shit.
Saturday?
No, what was the one that I sent you? Was that last night? The one he just made.
The one with the last, the West Coast shit. Yeah, Not Like Us.
Not Like Us.
Yeah, because he called me, he's like, hey, man. He called me all somber, like, because I just woke up. He's like, hey, man, what you doing, man? I'm like, shit, just woke up good, about trying to figure out if I'm going to go watch this fight.
Them two right there definitely will be.
And they say, hey, man, I just sent you another song, and Kendrick will drop again, man. I said, man, come on, man. He's like, oh, I'm serious, man. And I was like, are you fucking?
No, I was still getting over Euphoria. Like I said, Euphoria, he definitely top five. Yeah. Definitely in the top
five. He lyrically,
with just that one song,
lyrically assassinated that dude's character.
He killed it.
I'm talking about
all the other ones was okay, nice, you know, little jabs. Mm-hmm. That motherfucking Euphoria was like a hook with a lot of elbow in it. Yeah. Or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and we don't want to hear you say nigga no more.
So he went bananas after that. I think he did. Then he came with the sixth one.
Uh-huh. 6/16 mm-hmm. Friday and then morning.
Not Like, what was it?
Not Like Us was the last one.
That was enough for me.
That beat, so, but that family matter shit, let me tell you. Okay. So, see, Drake do shit like Drake have to show motherfucker. And that's why, that's the shit, the difference between him and Kendrick, because Kendrick ain't making no visuals.
No.
But Drake did a video.
Right.
First thing he did was show that he had on a FUBU shirt.
Oh, he had on a FUBU shirt.
Yeah. First thing he did, right?
That's a bad move.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a bad move. You trying to let motherfuckers, you trying to say, nah, that shit ain't true. I got FUBU, nigga.
No, that,
you know what I'm saying?
That's not what it is. That's not for you.
Yeah, but that's what, but that's like, why? Like, you ain't got to do all that.
Hey, man.
You ain't got, like, he had on a FUBU shirt. He had the van, the minivan, like from the Good Kid, Mad City cover. See,
and that's all that shit you're saying right now?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they would have did him dirty.
Yeah.
He would have got beat up a lot.
Yeah.
Like, a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, somebody at Mayo was doing that.
Yeah.
They got drugs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, drugs. So he, the video, I'm talking, the video crazy. Then he
it's
got
so
a
crisp.
Yeah.
It's so crisp.
It's just... It's, I'm talking about he put thought into that shit, and it was, I don't know how long it took him, but the, going to the Chinese restaurant that Kendrick just mentioned in the motherfucker.
What was that about?
Like, just Kendrick say, "Goddamn."
I mean, but what were you proving?
They say that because Kendrick mentioned that song,
mentioned that place
in the song, uh-huh. Like they've been selling out, like.
Mm-hmm. So I guess he went and rented it out for an hour or so to shoot his.
But why?
Yeah, that's that. See, that
that's just why? It. That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it.
That's why he, dog. He calls dude.
I was trying to be with him, man. I was trying to.
Bro, you know how much money he spent,
right?
Because he had to buy a van.
Yeah.
You got to go and get it crushed.
Yeah.
And I agree with you. That's what that motherfucker did, boy. He got that bread. He spending. Mm. That's what they do to be cool.
Man, Kendrick.
That's what they do to be cool.
Drake alluded to one of Kendrick's kids not being his, being his manager. Mm. Dave Free. Then he did the Dave Free. He did that, right?
I like that.
So Kendrick comes back in the song and says, something, A minor. So that's, I'm talking about, it's like he listening to his shit, then back. Okay, this is what I'm coming with.
But check this out though. How fast he came out with it, you had to have heard it before Drake dropped it.
Either he's a fucking genius. Either he heard it and just had to go and already had that in the stash and just had to go tweak it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just add it what he needed to add to it, change up a couple verses, change up a verse here and there. Make a few switches and bam, here we go.
How can you do that in 7 minutes?
No, I'm talking about for the last one. For the last joint.
The last one came out, it came out the same night.
No, the last one came out last night.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday evening.
Then he dropped two back to back?
And that was Friday.
That was...
I'm saying after Meet the Parents came out. I mean, after...
Meet the Grams?
No. After...
6/16 in LA.
No, Drake's song came out.
Family Matters.
Family Matters.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
He came out with Meet the Grams.
Uh huh.
How soon? How long? Long
the other song didn't come out till yesterday evening. The last one where he got the sex offender pitch ass dumb.
Oh, okay. As the cover, I was thinking it came out right.
Not Like Us. No, that one didn't come. That one came out a few hours later.
Mm.
Yeah. So he already had to Meet the Grams.
He had to have that.
He had that queued up. Yeah, he was like, all right, if he say something.
Right.
If he say something tonight, push the button.
But he really didn't get but one or two off. And Kid dived on this motherfucker.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I'm talking about I love the world and how they supporting this battle.
Yes, yeah,
because true. These boys getting. I'm talking about these boys doing numbers.
But not only numbers, like, you got a gang of them doing.
Yeah, and they doing it on every fucking platform. YouTube. It was. I'm talking about this shit had a million something views in less than 30 minutes.
Yes, sir.
And that's Kendrick Jump.
Yeah,
it's yes, other
that's
ones.
Kendrick. Right. Yeah,
it's other ones that's like still up there too.
Yeah,
that ain't even here.
Yeah, and right. That was the last one.
Right.
The first one they got 4 to 8 million in 4 days.
Because when I called,
I saw one up to 10.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
I called Jude and I had the video playing.
Yeah,
because I had. As soon as I seen it, I was like, I call him.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, nigga, you know, whatever, whoop the whoop. But I'm sitting here watching the video, and the views are jumping 3,000 at a time.
I'm talking that's about crazy. Shit was fucking unreal.
Sitting on the phone with him. So you by the time.
It. Yeah, dog.
So
by yeah, the time I'm it was up watching, to 800. It was up to 800,000 in like 6 minutes.
Because
he, I'm talking about he called me. I'm talking about he was on top of it. Like, when they yeah. when that shit posted, this nigga was on it.
When I called him, it had like 350,000. So I'm watching the video. The video, how long that song was?
About six, seven minutes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So about 3 or 4 minutes, me and him talking.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was 4:50. So then I look back. I was like, Judah, man, this shit, you know,
I'm
not even looking at it.
Yeah.
Look back. Judah, this shit he's is like, boy,
this shit going
000.
Up. This shit steady going up. So when I look at it, now I'm looking at it, it's at 800,000, 900,000.
Shout out to Google and their servers.
Oh my
God! Oh God! Yeah, I'm talking that's about crazy. They handling it too, buddy.
Yeah, that's whatever crazy. They whatever they streams that shit going
yeah,
through,
they are handling it.
Like I said, I was watching the video. That shit went from 450 to 5 something, 650. So then, by the time I got off the phone with him, it was at 840 something.
Yeah, I'm talking about these boys doing millions in less than an hour.
I know Euphoria is over yeah. 10 by now.
Like,
oh yeah, gotta be.
Shit, crazy man, but. This is a moment in hip hop I will never forget.
No.
In my, I'm talking about, I'm 43.
You.
I'll never forget this shit.
Never. This is
you different. Love the hip hopness of
it. Oh my God. You just don't know, dog. Dog. I'm talking about, what, I've been hype all week.
What do you love of it?
It's hip hop at a minimum, but at the same time, it's like.
The shit
these,
talking.
What these niggas doing to make money.
Yeah. The shit
that's
talking.
That's what it is to me.
Yeah.
This what you're doing to get the bread now?
Mm-hmm. See, so mm-hmm. talk, because he telling on Drake. Cause nigga colonizer. Oh he, my he God, dog.
He doing a lot. And that's why I said, if we go any further, it's going to get
yeah.
illegal.
It's going to get, yeah.
Y'all airing out everything, yeah. bro.
I yeah. like the fact that you can feel
yeah.
from Euphoria.
Yeah.
That Kendrick just don't like this.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Not even the way that you walk, the way that you talk.
Careful.
You just wait.
I'm telling you, dog.
I hate you.
He been assassinated that damn character this whole fucking time.
And on top of that.
I hate waffles.
Yeah. he taking
I
what?
Hate butter. Anything yellow, I hate it.
He taking school everything. Buses. Everything
spirit
that everybody said.
Yeah. And he said, it ain't, I don't feel like this. We feel like this. The culture.
Yeah.
Yeah, we feel like
so that. So that means this. It's somebody. This shit coming from other niggas. Somebody yeah. saying it. Somebody really like, man. Well, this nigga, man.
He ain't got to be that deep. Just don't. I hate how you.
Yeah,
say
man. It gotta be. It gotta be, yo. But it is fucking and outstanding.
And I was trying to stick up for Drake,
man. Know? Yeah. And then, everybody is trying to stick up for him.
Man,
everybody is, but Kendrick is. Oh, I'm talking. He holding on his ass, cuz.
This is like a bulldog.
Pause.
It's one person. I ain't gonna say their name. They talking about. Like, why do you like Drake so much?
It's a lot of people that talk about yeah. it like that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even, and it's so sad that they can't even be subjective in this moment.
Right.
Like, call it what it is, but see, stop hanging it on the bullshit. You, oh, his beat was harder than Kendrick's. Who gives a fuck?
Right, that don't mean nothing. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Drake's songs was hard, yeah, but Kendrick's songs was lyrically fucking better.
But not.
To me.
For me seeing, because like I said, they airing out everything.
Yeah.
For me to see how that dude really came up, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A dude like that coming up around us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We did him dirty, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It took a lot. He had to be tough to make it, to stick right on that shit. He'd have went back to that white side.
Yeah.
That's kind of the change in the world of, like, people can have money and kind of, you know.
Yeah.
Drake even mentioned in the song, like, he was saying, like, YG a real banger, this person a real banger. Like, even Chris Brown, but you know, Chris Brown got in because he rich.
Yeah, but how you go to even say, how you go say that Kendrick ain't a, like, how? This dude grew up over there. He been around that shit his whole life.
That's kind of one of the only things he can say about him.
Excuse me.
If you don't know, you don't know. It's not good to somebody
shout out,
don't know.
Shout out to Doogie. Doogie told us straight up, he treetop Pyru. And I know Doogie know, so.
Yeah. And the fact that, like, a week or two after that, I saw him with them niggas. Mm-hmm. Like, that's
yeah, but like me. I said, he even got the song, I mean, the bar in the song with Nipsey where he say, he get DP'd and shit, but he ain't dropped. Like, homies, I got DP'd and I ain't dropped, though. So I'm like, okay. When I heard him say, I was like, is they really in the game? Mm-hmm. But that's their culture.
Yeah.
That's how they, that's their lifestyle.
I love it.
And boy, he is holding it on Drake ass, man.
I was trying to stick up for Drake. Drake was doing his thing.
But Drake, and don't get, dog, I love Drake music, man. Don't get me wrong. He made great fucking music.
I like the singing, I like the rapping, I like it all.
I like it all, but when you get involved in some shit like this with a lyrical killer, now that we know that, I know for a fact,
he went too far.
That Kendrick Lamar is a lyrical killer.
He is.
He's a lyrical assassin.
Don't nobody want it.
He's a lyrical fucking assassin. Lyrical miracle. He can do whatever you want him to do.
Anybody who rap.
Dog, he can do
past, present, future. You don't want to.
He has beat Drake.
Especially not right now.
Dog, he done pulled out like six, seven different styles in this battle.
The last song, he rapping like a West Coast nigga. Dog, he rapping like LaRussell.
He done rap. He done pulled out three to seven different styles during this whole battle.
That shit crazy.
That Euphoria wasn't
nothing.
It wasn't no East.
No,
no.
Because Kendrick,
that was some Andre 3000 type shit.
Kendrick always had that little he would always. Every now and then bring out that like real fast rapping.
Yeah, he would. But
where, like, when did he take a breath? That type of shit.
Dog.
But now that last track, bro.
Dog.
That not like
That not like us. Is
dog.
I feel that, bro.
Yeah, dog. That shit. That shit so fucking hard. Because you got it. He feels like you not like us. That ain't some shit he made. Like that, how you feel? And he voicing that shit. And he trying to let the world know.
I agree.
That this dude's not like us.
Like I said, I like some of the, because I have what no, you know, I'm just not getting up on Kendrick to tell you the truth.
Yeah,
you
know see, I mean? So I gotta get you right. I gotta get you. It ain't but two albums I need you to listen to.
But I was on that, what's the one with the minivan on it?
Good Kid, Mad City.
So I was vibing with it a little bit, because like I said, Poetic Justice. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing too, that's my little argument.
Yeah.
Poetic Justice,
mm-hmm.
Him and Drake, buddy, kissing,
mm-hmm.
Moo Moo.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
it was? It was a dope ass song.
It was. That was a dope album for me.
It was.
That album is home.
The album fucking cover to cover.
That's what I'm saying. That's what we said.
We had to like say the names of the songs to Doogie to be like, he got hits on this album.
That shit is certified classic.
It is, and that's
certified classic.
That made me kind of like start digging.
But you gotta listen to Damn. If you ain't listened to Damn yet, then.
Bro,
you ain't heard Kendrick yet.
If you only listen to two songs on the Pimp a Butterfly,
you'll feel different.
We're gonna be all right.
Mm-hmm.
And I love myself. If you only listen to them two songs, nigga, ain't too many people got them two songs in their catalog.
In their catalog,
okay.
Ain't nobody don't. I'm hard pressed to say anybody got a "We Gonna Be All Right" in their catalog, mm-hmm. bro. That song was the song of a movement.
Black movement, like "We Shall Overcome,"
what
nigga.
Song that was?
Kendrick.
You want a hit? Like the hit and the hit?
Run that real quick.
Let me see what goes.
You got to remember that once you hear it, you remember.
Yeah.
This got us through George Floyd, man.
Yeah.
This is the George Floyd anthem.
All my life
This the song of a movement, nigga.
You're right. That changed the world.
But and then Drake said that shit about he still making music trying to free the slaves.
Nigga, what the fuck are you talking about?
Kendrick goddamn said they had a rebuttal for that. That's how you, dog. This dude is so fucked. I'm talking, he did that shit so quick.
Nah, this right here was.
This shit, bro, nah. What?
I can ride to Columbia and put this on repeat and listen to this shit over and over. And
it
feel
ain't too
it,
many
and feel
people.
It every time it come on.
I wouldn't. Mm.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pickup. But I'ma stop be looking at you from the face down.
Dog, this dude,
I don't know what he's saying, but I feel it.
Dog, And that's where I come in. Cause he's spitting some shit. But it's some powerful shit.
Tell the world today. I don't know what you're saying.
Sad part about some of the shit, cause I can remember some lyrics, but that beat.
Oh, the beat was so
cold. All I need is that, and I'll be like, okay, so cold. My bad.
That's a vibe, man.
And then that's a whole song I probably could recite if I was sitting there thinking.
That shit is a vibe.
And y'all boys
man.
Got nice cars, so I know y'all got sound, nice sound systems in the car.
Hey, man.
I know.
It sound good in there.
Hey, man.
It don't sound as good if, when you drop your top, Paul.
Hey, like, yo. Hey.
Your shit sound good, too, Paul, when you drop your top, Paul.
Come on, man.
Yeah, so don't cut out and talk about nice cars.
We not
cars.
Talking about me. We talking about y'all.
Fuck out of here.
Come on,
you got a nice, you got a nice car too, sir.
Right. Right.
Appreciate it, brother.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Appreciate that, brother.
I see how you shining, nigga.
I can smell on, Uncle Ice. Come
I can
on,
smell a motherfucker with money.
Come on,
nigga.
Uncle Ice, man.
Money making show.
Oh, man. So, the best part about this shit, Drake ain't talking about no money.
He can't.
Yeah, ain't no need.
No, dog, you can't. Because ain't Kendrick no probably got a lot of money too. But we no don't need. Know what he hit for.
That's ain't one
no
thing need. About him. You
yeah,
never
we don't know.
But see, if you gotta talk money, you know something.
That's when you lose. Anytime a nigga go, that's when you know a motherfucker that got their ass whooped.
That's the one thing about his diss that I think they made a misstep. He just started dissing Ross and
all of these other people. He need to focus.
He should just focus on Kendrick. Ross,
he should let them niggas alone.
Listen, you talk about my car nights and all of that. I play Rick Ross when I ride.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, Ross
know.
My guy.
Maybach music.
You know.
Yeah.
Ross my guy. Stay out of this.
Yeah, leave this.
Please. Stay out of this, Ross.
Leave this shit
this
alone.
At this
though.
Point, this ain't just.
But now he fight. Just he a spectator. But he, you know whose side he on.
You know
whose
side he on.
Yeah,
know whose side he on.
But he need to stay over there and just chill.
Them niggas y'all join.
But them boys play that. That boys play with that internet, man.
They ain't got
them boys play with that internet,
man.
Yo.
Money,
Ross, you about 50. You need to stop.
Yeah, Rick pissing me off.
Get out of
there, man.
And I fuck with him. He pissing me off.
Like D Dot be saying, get out of there, killer.
Drake has some balls for. Drake said Ross probably read me my. Around the rights.
Yeah. Oh, he had a few balls.
Oh, my God. Oh,
he said, behind balls, God. Like, it's so good. Like an old job.
Yeah, man. It's oh, my God,
Joe. It's different, though, because he talked shit about his old ass plane.
Uh-huh.
Boy, say he had plane with ashtrays in the arm.
Hey, man. Like my daddy car. I got my daddy car in the back. Like that old money. Like that old 98.
Old 98.
I got a 98.
Come on, man. Ashtrays in the arm.
Shit.
But his,
but that's why this, dog, this
but
shit.
Nah, that ain't the bad part. His new shit hit the ground.
Who Drake?
Ross.
Ross got some new shit?
His jet.
Oh, he got
crashed.
Oh, his jet crashed?
Yeah, and he talking shit about my man old shit.
Oh,
his shit
man.
Somebody died?
Nah, but it crashed. And he was on, man, I'll tell you that Instagram. I love it.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about Wallace June. Wallace be on that. He be on top of social media.
He be on that shit,
yo.
Bro, I'm telling you, he said, I appreciate him because I'm not the social media guy. That nigga be sending me, I'm talking about, he send me so much shit, dog. I don't even see it all when I go on the motherfucker.
Your name on Facebook?
Oh, Spanky Johnson.
Spanky Johnson gonna send me some wild shit.
Hey. And see now, I was just trying to get the green light. Yeah. Tag the shit out of him. I'ma tag the shit out of him. Yeah, B, we like that, B.
Listen,
you like that, B.
He be on that
Spanky
shit too.
Be on it,
he be on that shit
hey,
too.
Man.
You be on that
but
shit
when
too.
I don't know it. Spanky be right there, Bo.
Yeah, I be missing all that shit.
And
I don't follow
him,
the right shit.
Dwayne
attacked both of us and shit.
See, I need to get with Dwayne. See, that who it is.
Yeah, Dwayne Gamble.
Dwayne Gamble.
I gotta get.
Yeah, that's Doogie.
Yeah, but yeah, B, we in there now.
Dog,
man, we in there.
What? So where we go now? What's next? What like we got the Metro Boomin drop today.
That's who's next.
We got the Metro Boomin drop. He dropped the Drake BBL instrumental.
Yep.
Never in the history of beefing has DJs battled and made beats or producers made
come
beats
on,
to diss a rapper.
Come on, bro.
This shit is at proportion. Like,
come
this
on,
shit
man.
Is dog. Y'all just don't know how hype I've been about this. Hey, I'm hype as fuck.
You gonna be
I
hyper than
I love this
this
shit.
You gonna be hyper than
dog,
this.
I fucking love this man, shit, dog. Like, I
worse.
Literally love this shit,
it's gonna
man.
Get worse.
I wonder what happened between Metro Boomin and
Drake was shooting no shit though.
I don't know what happened.
It couldn't
Drake a dirty Mac.
Exactly.
He gotta be.
He a dirty man.
Yo, so then they talk, Kendrick talked about how Drake hit one of Weezy chicks when he was locked up or some shit.
But Weezy came back and straightened it out.
No, Weezy didn't straighten it out.
Yeah, he no, I say he told him when he was in, he came to visit him and told him.
He had an interview with a chick, man, mm-hmm. and told everything. He was like, man, you know, when you in jail, everybody your main chick.
Oh.
That was my main chick. I don't even remember what color her hair was.
Oh, okay.
On some real, yeah, some real nigga shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was like, when I'm in jail, yeah, she was my main chick. All my, I got 9 main chicks.
But check this out, though.
And I can dig that.
Yeah.
Everybody should be off limits.
But I ain't gonna tell you no lie. We had a rule we live by, man. I'm gonna tell you, rest in peace, my homeboy. Hey, man, you don't get but two. You don't get but two, buddy.
Oh, two off limits.
Two off limits.
Okay.
That's I like it. That. You don't get but two.
The rest of the rest fair of game.
Hey, bro. Hey, all right.
It's easy, but they belong to the streets, cuz.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I got a lot I got feelings for, too.
Oh, shit. Oh, you fucking crazy, yeah, man.
Jones, pick your two. We old, but I got some things to tell you, my boy. I be in the streets.
This guy. That's
crazy, man.
This guy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. I don't know what y'all talking about, man.
We're
talking
about music. Listen, man.
Nah, we talking about life.
This has been.
Song that I bring in the music.
This has been a beautiful week, man.
What the fuck it ain't connected?
Man, it ain't over, bro.
I don't.
If all we need, so see, Buddy got too much shooting at him.
Who that? Drake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He got Kendrick on his ass.
He need to forget about everybody else.
Yeah, I'm telling you, he need to focus.
But he can't.
He can't.
He can't.
Cause he worried about how everybody feel about him.
Right.
Ooh, and you said that it's a I don't know, it's somebody I saw, they from Canada or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it, and they made a post that was like, it's Drake against a whole country. But it's not really Drake against the whole country. No, because there's a lot of people in here that fuck with Drake.
Right. Yeah. It ain't even that. It's just probably heard some shit about him being called. You know, them boys shot the shit about Canada, but it ain't about that. It's just who he is. It ain't.
Nigga, fuck Canada.
Right. Shit. Fuck that. Y'all Crody. Trying to get across the. Man, fuck that. Fuck
Crody.
But not only that, man.
This shit, listen, man. I absolutely love this shit. I'm talking about, like,
he got so many motherfuckers to come back at.
These songs give me like the feeling like when the first time I heard "The Bridge Is Over," like that type shit.
True.
Like that was one of the coldest diss songs ever. Shit, the beat was so hard. That was the first time the Jamaican patois shit was ever spit on a rap song. True. It was just a lot with that.
It was a lot.
And that shit was a moment in fucking hip hop.
I think somebody tagged me in some bullshit.
And goddamn.
That might have been on that.
This is a moment that I'm telling you, man.
That might have been that same post, because B talked shit to me, say, nah. Cause I think I said something about Tupac and Biggie was the best.
Uh huh.
Oh, no. Yeah. No,
that's why I knew it was serious. B said, nah.
Nah.
It had nothing else with it.
Nah.
Damn.
Cause.
Wait a minute, I got to think about it.
Hit him up.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad. It just
stop fucking bitching. Good game. Wish I
was right. That shit was that was some of the cold. That was some cold, shit.
Did he really fuck Faith?
We never got a straight up answer.
I think he did. From the way
let me tell you something. Tupac said, "Bad Boy Junior Mafia, some mark ass bitches."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Didn't them niggas kill somebody?
Somebody from Junior Mafia did.
Yeah.
But the only reason why he said that, because if you watch that crazy ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
Them boys, Dream Mafia was in the building.
Yeah. All them niggas, Biggie and all them niggas was in the building.
And so he really.
All the time I went out, Tupac got shot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They all was in the studio.
But it was a, somebody out there, shout out to who.
If Diddy had something to do with that shit, that would be so fucked up.
It was Ice Cube beef with Dre. That wasn't a bad one either.
Oh, no.
Vaseline.
He was beefing with the whole NWA.
That was just hard. Dre.
But
yeah.
He shot real hard at
Dre. Oh, yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He shot at somebody. This shit smell like, they dick smell like MC Red shit. Yo. Now, this battle didn't require that type of energy. because them boys had personal problems with each other. That shit was personal. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I felt like this beat, this
battle.
But
it's personal, them boy fucking same chick. This person.
Not Kendrick and Drake. They ain't. That shit with Chris Brown and Quavo personal.
So was
that shit with them
J. Cole was J. Cole and Drake was fucking same chick?
No.
No.
A couple of them boy fucking same chick, man. I'm telling you, that's
Drake and Future.
Yeah,
that's who fucking the same chick.
He mentioned Future on the
He said
cause
say something about she belonged to both of us or some shit. He said some wild shit about.
I wonder how she feel.
Yeah, like you know they don't give a fuck.
I know that one with Lil Wayne and them. She definitely don't. She was loving it.
These motherfuckers, man. It's a different world, man. They give a fuck. They like clout and shit. That shit like this give them clout.
She put on her high dollar shades on and started grinning.
Who did?
The chick that Lil Wayne and Drake.
Yeah. She liked that shit.
Yeah,
Charles the White on it. Yeah. She's a hoe.
I'm trying to find.
What are you trying to find?
The Beanie Siegel.
That was a
Beanie Siegel and Jay Z shit. I mean, Jadakiss shit.
Yes,
that was one too.
You probably gonna have to go to YouTube.
No, it's on Tidal.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
oh,
that was one too.
Jay Wood had that.
What
shit
was the
on
name
there.
Of that shit?
I can't remember. But that shit was so. Cause he talking about the one he did over the "Put Your Hands Up" beat. I can't remember the name of it. But
continue. I ain't want to show.
Like that shit. That shit just sounded like it was gonna get violent. That shit, that Jadakiss and Beanie Siegel shit. That shit was boy. That was a tough ass battle. Them two lyrical killers, man. I heard. I'm talking.
What is it? Put your hands up.
I'm gonna find it. Go ahead, continue. Y'all talk amongst yourselves.
He put it on his list. Why does that add it to his playlist?
Yeah, I didn't go see what that
he came. Found it. It's called Put Your Hands Up by Beanie Siegel, man.
Yeah.
Look at him. Hey, long as you don't start using that damn one finger like the old folk be, low, you're going to be fine. Every time I go to my dad's house, that's always you on that motherfucker.
One finger flick.
One finger flick like here.
Flicking
like do something else with your time, man.
But yeah, so. Like I said, he got Metro Boomin warming up.
Yeah, Metro. I can't believe Metro dropped.
And Metro came out kind of damn dirty too. And then he got that nigga who ghost riding. He came out pretty low.
Well, yeah, he did make a track. Yeah,
yeah. He talked some pretty
talking about the dude Daylight,
shit.
Right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers. This shit right here. Lenny, yes. This DJ shit was so Envy, fucking wild. I'll yeah. Your boy.
Bang bang. Siegel Street. Early. Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to the Bull. My guy.
Shout out to the Bull.
I'm gonna read your email.
Yeah,
the next episode.
It's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, I promise. I'm gonna listen to it. I'm gonna read it. I swear.
That Camino done got me lit.
Wait till I get Doogie back on the show. Pause.
Fuck speculation.
This shit was so crazy.
Nigga, dig this. I'm about to sun kiss like a soda. Wow. Put his lips on his
nine and really kiss the game goodbye. Really
make me hurt. Spitting candy bars.
Sweet in the
hurt. This shit so lit like it's. Rising off that purple shit. The Reverend got to get a hearse to kiss you, bro. Boy, they still had the presence of mind to make it lyrical. Really wish you
knock yourself out. But I ain't gonna lie, man. Need the whole lot. Up north niggas make anything lyrical.
Yeah.
I give it
they
to
try more. To.
Yeah,
they
I give it to
my
to.
Bad.
All up north niggas just to help out. They strictly lyrical. I'm talking about don't give a damn. You can give them a Rice Krispie treat commercial beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even anything, they gonna go off the beat.
Yep.
You know
yeah.
What I mean? You know it don't matter.
Yeah.
But them country niggas, man, nine times out of ten, that shit gonna come off a nasty beat.
Y'all go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, you good.
Do y'all remember when the Rockefeller went to Hot 97 and they was rapping? You remember that?
I do. Vaguely.
That was around the time they was like.
Because they put that shit on a CD.
It did.
Yeah.
And they was beefing with Nas and shit.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm with you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you now. Yeah.
And Flex wanted them to rap out with Uchi Wally.
Yeah.
Right. And Beans was like, that shit got too many flutes and xylophones into this shit. Like, they was really beefing. Like,
yeah.
Around that time, I thought, like, if them niggas really, like,
they saw each other, it's gonna be some shit.
You read my mind.
Yeah. Like, you did. I mean, but that was how they carried themselves. Like, that's why I told y'all, these two niggas, like, we ain't got to worry about, like, that with all these that two niggas.
Why not?
This shit ain't going to go.
You think this nigga go to L.A., you think ain't no nigga going to run up on him?
They ain't going to fuck that nigga, man.
Jim Jones just had to beat two white niggas in the
dog,
airport.
Did you see that shit, yo? You
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I seen that.
I feel bad. Now, watch it. Y'all go back and watch it again. Now, I feel bad for the old man.
Fuck that old man. He grabbed him, too.
No. It was another old man that was just riding the escalator.
Oh. He was just an innocent bystander.
This nigga is still on the floor.
He out.
Yeah.
Laid.
Hey. Yeah, Jimmy claimed the self-defense, man.
It was like 7 minutes ago I started feeling my drink. I feel it.
You feel it.
Shout out to Kevin Hart.
You drinking that
Caramino, whatever.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, shout out to that. Shout out to Simply.
Simply.
Limeade.
Oh.
You get tequila.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You gotta get a citrus drink with it.
Got to.
Lemonade. Limeade.
Mm-hmm.
Orangeade.
Or ginger ale.
You went to bartender school, nigga?
No, nigga. You know what my daddy's name?
I'm fucking with you.
What my daddy's name?
Ellie Blue.
Blue.
What's his last name?
Pearson.
All right. As you said, right. My granddaddy's name was Bully.
Oh, shit.
Bully Graham.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead, continue. Talk about beef. We're going to talk about Dalton and history.
Listen, man.
We're talking about history and Dalton.
Who won that battle?
Which one?
Beans or Jada?
I'm thinking about taking his mom and taking his watch. I'm taking my time making him watch.
Mm.
You a bitch.
Ooh,
without the pocketbook and the wig. How you speak that Pac shit when you roll with Big? I think Beans won that shit. But you know, I'm a Rockefeller.
Yeah.
I got Rockefeller on my hat, man. I'm a Rockefeller soldier. I told you.
I know, man.
See, now this is. Boy, I tell you, I wish I had my boy in here with me now.
Who, Duke?
Yeah.
You know, Duke would have been all over that thing. Duke would have been all over you.
It took me a while to catch on to that shit. But when I see him,
Duke don't like that shit. We get to talk about Jay-Z. Mm-hmm. Duke going off the rail.
Jump off the porch.
Mm-hmm. I'm Rockefeller.
I can dig it, though.
That's why I don't feel any kind of way with any of these niggas that like Drake.
Mm-hmm.
But like the difference between like Takeover and Ether wasn't too far.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference, okay. because on Ether, he was talking shit, but he wasn't like exposing shit.
Right. What?
You ugly. You name your shit after a gay nigga.
Right.
You look like a camel.
Something that anybody could copy KRS-One.
Kendrick say you a pedophile.
Yeah.
I saw you at Arbor. Shout out to Cuz, Arbor McKay. I saw you at Arbor going back and forth.
Stop, Arbor.
And all you said was, well, he didn't say that about the pedophile shit, though.
Aubrey.
And every time Aubrey say some more shit, B-Lo said, well, he still didn't address the pedophile shit.
Aubrey, you need to go make sure the coin machine's working at the laundromat.
Leave this rap shit alone.
Shout out to you and your laundromat. Yeah. Shout out to you.
Listen, you man. Making,
you a millionaire.
Listen.
Stop. This gang shit.
Yeah.
This nigga gangster. Yeah, stop. You a millionaire.
Shit, this shit this different.
This ain't
what
you right want to. Stop.
This shit different right
this
here.
This blue collar shit, nigga. You white collar now.
Straight up, man. This blue collar shit, nigga.
This truck driver.
This for the working man. It's a whole other class.
This for the working class.
You stop. I know you from where you from.
This for the working man.
Yeah, I swear, man.
Yeah, like,
you really
love you to deal, cuzzo, but
shout out to you.
Hey, man.
I love everything you do.
Yeah, you my guy.
Hey, he probably sticking up for the red niggas.
They
got the same name. Yeah, they got the same name. Let me shout out to Lil Bruh.
Shout out to Aubrey McKay.
And shout out to Adrian Jangle. Lil Bruh.
Shout out to Hove.
Shout out Hove.
Stop it, Hove.
Hove.
You disappointing me, Hove.
He started coming around Friday.
You ain't got no choice. This nigga a pedophile.
Friday afternoon, he's like, no. I said, yeah. I said, you start. I said, your third eye starting to open back up.
Open that. Oh, yeah. Stop. You gotta talk his talk. You gotta talk his talk.
I said your third eye. I see your third eye open the back.
He off his dean.
Yeah, man.
Got this nigga off his dean. Break us a lot.
Yeah, man. He's tripping, man.
You gotta talk that talk to him, nigga.
Yeah, man. I told him his third eye. He had to open that third eye back up, man. Because it was just like the shit Kendrick was saying, man. That shit. We gonna talk about this a few more minutes. I ain't got nothing else to really talk about.
Yeah, because that's the yeah, buzz.
I ain't got like it's nothing else to even.
Like
I'm gonna go ahead. Gonna drop it next Friday, 5:10.
Who the fuck can
101?
So what?
Tamar Braxton says she say she prefer
change that subject. Next caller.
Mariah Carey.
Next caller.
Over Whitney Houston.
Next caller.
That's like a nigga that's preferring Drake over Kendrick.
Exactly.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. You know
next
what I'm saying?
Caller. Who prefers both of them pop? Shut up, Tamar. I prefer Muppet Babies.
See, exactly.
This is what Chris Brown called. You said you like a Muppet.
Oh, shit.
Exactly, man.
Dog.
Right now.
Yeah, let me turn that up.
Go through your shit.
Turn that joint up.
Go through your shit. Go through your shit.
I done went through it.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, unless I read this email for Philly.
My house on the east side, but my mama from the west.
There you go.
My mama from the west.
Oh God. Oh God.
Nigga.
I wanted to call my West Coast affiliate today.
I'm telling you, man.
Who on the west?
Boochie. Shout out to
Dice.
Oh,
he is on the west.
Yeah.
I'm talking about who on the west as far as listeners. I got some.
I don't know. I
got a bad joke
no
on the west.
I might not have no West Coast listeners. I don't know.
She live in the Bay too.
I can't see the map.
I need to holler at her.
Yeah, hit up. See what the temperature is out there with this beef joint.
But the west.
Yeah.
She out west.
Like we did a West Coast perspective right now would be so dope.
Quincy the only one out there.
Yeah, he in Texas, right? No, Quincy in Vegas.
In Utah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That's about as close as we got.
That's close as we got.
Yeah. I ain't got nobody out there. I'm trying to think if there's anybody out there I went to college with. But dog, this shit is.
Hey man, look
this shit right here.
Instantly.
Boy, they gonna be playing this shit in all the clubs.
Hey, Drew, that's why I called you so quick.
That shit so. That shit so West Coast. That goddamn bang, 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 bang.
I wish I could find
that's a West Coast shit, yo.
It was some real niggas. They had, like I said, they had a Rolls Royce.
Mm-hmm.
So they had the doors bust open.
Yeah.
They had the doors what?
Bust open.
Where that nigga from?
D-Town.
East side.
Yeah.
Bust open. Hey, go ahead and tell that story. I'm going to tell you my story, too. You using dollars and dollars, nigga.
Yeah, absolutely. To the bone. Hey, but so them niggas was sitting up there and shit. And they had a Rolls Royce truck with no car.
The Cullinan joint.
Yeah, they had the shit bust up, nigga hanging out. Like he was rolling up something.
Yeah.
Another nigga sitting in the back seat. You don't see no fucking doors. Yeah. So you know they like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it bust open.
So they sit bust open. So they sit there, they playing this shit. This shit, I'm like.
Then start crib off.
Then a whole nother nigga, whoever this nigga is, he a good nigga. He a proper nigga. He popped out of the
crib off.
I'm talking about he killed this shit. I'm talking about he fucking killed.
Nah, we gonna see a lot of that this week, I'm telling you.
I got two stories about bus open. I'm gonna tell you because I know you from where I'm from.
Yeah.
So one story is when I had not this car, but my other car, the Gray Jones.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I pull up at my daddy's house or whatever. He came out proud as his boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
He said, "I see you. You got that top PO bag." So my daddy, it was my mama and my daddy was younger.
Mm-hmm.
It was another couple. And then, you know, they went out with the couple or whatever. And then, you know, later on, my mom was like, yeah, my daddy said he ain't like the man in the couple. He's like, because he got his shirt bust open. he had his shirt bust open. He had too many buttons on his shirt.
Oh shit.
I don't know why he got his shirt bust open like that. Oh, he ain't right. He got his shirt bust open.
Oh shit.
Well, you got his shirt bust open? That too.
Buzz yeah. Owen.
Buzz Owen.
You got that shit. You got that damn. How they had him call? I had the dog Buzz Owen.
Buzz Owen.
Nigga, we.
That was too much.
Yeah, we talk differently.
Yeah, man.
But the thing about it, how we talk, if you know how we talk, you know what we mean.
You know what we mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That's simple. You know what I mean? You got that simple talk. Shit. That shit, yeah. Muscle. Peel back. I say, you got a thing peel
back, boy. I say,
damn, damn. Hey, that's the real
shit. That's the real shit. Boy, now.
Got that thing
peel back like that. That thing peel
back. I see you. See, that shit's so gangster, man. That nigga said OV hoes.
OV.
Oh, my God.
And he kept saying it.
Freaky ass nigga.
That
you can't be a freak no more.
Yeah.
You a pedophile.
I'm a freak. I can't be a freak no more. Not an old.
No, man.
You gotta keep that shit tough.
I gotta keep that shit tough.
Damn right.
I keep that shit tough like my
Kendrick. Kendrick, yeah, he making a lot of shit. Goddamn.
But, I like it though. I like it.
I love it.
But
like,
man, it. Where is this gonna take the industry? Not where's this gonna take the culture? Where's rap going from here?
You got the fucking.
Where we going?
Lyrics? I don't know, man.
You got to come with some lyrics.
Is everybody gonna have to rap now?
Yes.
Like, no. Do you have to? They
nah.
Still gonna
set.
Boss Man D-Lo still gonna be trending and shit, right?
He gonna make it.
Boss Man, nah, yeah.
It's
still dumb niggas out here.
Yeah.
Everybody don't want to hear that.
No.
Everybody can't. They can't deal with it. The internet exposed a lot of motherfuckers this week.
Sex and Ray about to come out with a new track.
That shit exposed a lot of motherfuckers this week because
only
seeing the reactions and how people were receiving these diss tracks from these two artists.
Right.
Ain't no fucking way you got that from that.
It ain't even that. It's like all this shit right going. Whoa, we ain't doing nothing. They don't hear us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely don't. And don't want to hear. Don't nobody want to hear shit.
They ain't hearing us. They got to do something to come in.
They ain't about to hear shit.
But like a lot of people just want to hear songs for the clubs. They don't care nothing about what.
Yeah, a lot of people on that way.
Even like locally, like my man from Hartsville. What's his
Trap name? Dickie.
Trap Dickie.
Oh my God, but Trap.
Trap be spitting.
Jesus Christ, man.
He don't spit no shit for the club.
Oh God, no. Radio. He's
definitely for that.
But listen, I'm talking about that boy lyrical as shit.
He is.
That's a lyrical little nigga, man.
I heard him.
I'm talking about he's a lyrical miracle type nigga.
Hartsville on the map.
Like he's a rappity rap nigga.
Hartsville on the map.
That nigga can rap his motherfucking ass off. Shout out Trap Dickie.
Shout out.
You know what I'm saying? But that nigga can rap his ass off.
He can.
That motherfucker really can rap. Shout out to Booch. Booch put me on Trap Dickie years ago. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't know how to keep not his shit on streaming now. So
shot drunk Cole Weasel over the spot.
Yeah. And he played some of that shit.
Put that shit on. Yeah. And I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. That nigga can rap his ass off.
Hartsville holding that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I ain't gonna lie. That's with everything, but on this fucking music shit.
Yeah, but it's still this type of rap is gonna always have a pocket for it. It's gonna always be the fans like me. The fans like that was at the Scarface concert.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be us until we
leave. Excluding two people.
Right.
Excluding two people.
Yeah, those two.
Yeah.
Drake's.
Yeah. Did I tell the story about y'all about to beat the boys up at the damn concert yet? I ain't tell
don't
the story
talk,
yet.
I don't want people to look at me like that.
Nah,
man.
Fuck that. No, it wasn't you.
Shout out to Jim Jones.
It wasn't you.
Shout out to Jim Jones.
My whole boy Rizzo.
Shout out to Rizzo.
It was both of them boys.
Yeah, no. B-Love just looked at her crazy. No. Riz had to goddamn move one of them. Hey, bro, get the fuck out of the way. And the motherfucker got light. The motherfucker got light. As soon as Riz did, he kept stepping on Riz's shoe.
Yeah.
Doing that stupid ass bounce and shit. Riz got bad as fuck. Yeah, man. Riz got bad as fuck.
Why you even in here?
Yeah, man. And why you trying to get so close?
Right.
He either got boot stomped.
Yeah, he was about to get.
With some Jordan 6.
Yeah.
I had on the 6s.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. Like, it's going to always be that. Like, that group of people is going to always appreciate the same type of shit.
But that's a Drake.
Yeah. Like, no, I'm talking about these niggas that was at that Scarface concert.
That's a Drake.
Who?
No, he talking about the good people that was there.
Yeah, I'm talking about the good people. Yeah, I'm talking about the gray beard niggas. The niggas. I'm talking about the niggas like.
I was talking about the niggas that stepped on the shoe.
They culture vultures. They was just there because Scarface was on a song with Limp Bizkit or some shit back
true,
in the day.
But
or some
what are they
shit,
painting
you know
Drake as?
He painting him as a culture vulture.
Right.
That's what he painting him as.
But that's the same motherfucker that was.
Yeah, that's what they do. Yeah. Oh, but after Renz goddamn gripped him up, he got light. Got the fuck out of there.
And that would have been Drake. He got out of there.
Yeah.
Drake would probably, hey man, he could buy 100,000.
I wonder if he's going to make.
Don't bother me.
Man, this shit
don't bother me right now.
I don't know how much more he can take.
Who? Drake?
I don't know how much more he can take of this shit.
He ain't gonna be a take. He don't like, have to take it. Cause like I was, like he
I,
can do.
I told somebody the other day, it might have been on Aubrey post. They was like, no, it might have been my post. It was. I posted
it's
some
when
shit.
Kendrick get tired.
I posted when Kendrick shit dropped, and I was like, we got action.
Right.
Meechie, shout out my big brother Meechie. He get on, and you know he. It was weak. I'm like,
I was with him.
It wasn't.
I was with him.
But it. But that's what. And that's why I told him. I said, it was. It was so eloquently put. That dog, that shit
which,
went.
Which one
it
that?
Went over Euphoria. That shit went over everybody. I'm talking about. It took that.
That
took,
was Euphoria.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. That was Euphoria. Yeah. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, like Euphoria at first.
At first listen, nobody did.
No, I didn't.
At first listen, nobody. That's I why. I, that's I dog. I posted. I went straight to Facebook. Yeah. I don't even really right. do Facebook, right. and I put we got action, and my old heads went on there and cussed me out. This shit, we. This
we
shit.
Did.
I told Meech. I said.
I loved it.
I said the reason I love it so much. I said. It don't, he said, I'm a no Vaseline. He said, I'm from that era. I'm telling him, I'm like, this don't require that kind of energy.
Well, that first, yeah, that, yeah. Well, that first, I ain't gonna tell you
the first listen, one. I know you yeah. ain't like it. Yeah. yeah. They tried, they was laughing at me.
But I ain't listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, they was laughing at me. They I told didn't. Me I was crazy. Cause I told, I listen, man.
I didn't listen to the whole
that
thing.
That shit was so.
Oh, you did?
I no, I ain't try to give him a chance.
Bro, listen, wow. man.
I, yeah, I was terrible.
Disappointed.
Yeah, bro. I was too.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
I was.
He went back and listened to it.
Yeah, and I was
he
like,
went back and
oh,
listened to it. He had shit. To. Because, dog, I, when I heard that shit, I was like, ain't no fucking way he just said. I said, oh, right. my God.
Yeah,
he
I was like, I
oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I was like, I
was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh, my God. I said, it's the whole nine. We got fucking action.
I didn't make it a minute 30.
Shit.
I was already not listening to it.
Yeah.
But then I was like, man, on that way to work. And that's when I kind of judged my day. I try to be positive.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, what you listen to before you go in that job, man, it's how you go act.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It has a little influence
mm-hmm.
on it. So, fucking, let me listen to this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Since you mm-hmm. I listen to that shit. I'm like, ooh. Sorry. And then I went into the job. Hey man, do your motherfucking job.
Yeah, she gave a little aggression. Yeah, yo, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
man, don't call
this nigga
bullshit.
This nigga start that Teddy Pendergrass intro to that shit.
It was
it's epic.
It was.
How you my greatest inspiration?
I was mad because I was like, dang.
You keep lifting me up higher?
He got this from somebody.
Teddy Pendergrass.
No, I knew that, yeah. but I was like, somebody else played this. I ain't listening to this. You know what I mean? I ain't giving no shit.
Yeah.
But on the way to work, I was like, I'm going to let it ride. That's greatest inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this something else. This mm-hmm. means
this
something.
This nigga different.
This means something.
Yeah.
This, you know,
and that's what, that's the hip hop aspect of it. That's what. That's the part
it.
I love.
And then he switched it.
Mm-hmm. But that's the part I love. Like, it's a meaning to everything going on in the beginning of this song.
Well,
it's a meaning to
I
it.
I didn't play him to be that in depth with.
Oh shit!
That was my bad.
That's why J. Cole backed the fuck out because they pretty much the same type niggas. They pretty much the same type niggas,
but
except J. Cole just ain't in the game. But they are like I'm talking about. Energy wise and the way they live their life, that
I'm sleeping on. J.
Kendrick was
too.
On that peace shit too. He ain't want nothing. That's why he told that nigga, you can't find out shit about me. I like peace. Right. I don't do the shit you right. do.
And that's that Gemini shit.
Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Gemini.
I don't do the
Gemini.
Shit you do, dog. I'm
Gemini,
peace.
Gemini.
Yeah,
he's Scorpio.
Who Kendrick?
Yeah.
Oh, he's Scorpio. Okay, but yeah,
I'm
that's
lying. Kendrick. I don't know.
Yeah, he's Gemini, man.
That shit don't matter.
His birthday 6/16? No, his birthday ain't 6/16.
That Tupac birthday.
Yeah, that Tupac birthday.
It don't matter.
Yeah, dude, man. That shit mean a little something.
You into that?
Yeah, like,
not much, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, you is. That's the first thing you brought up. Gemini yeah. Drive. Shout out to Stephen.
Them niggas don't like people, man.
Shout out to Gemini.
It's like being around people too
yeah,
much.
Yeah, we don't like people.
Like peace. But yeah, like.
But we like peace. See,
I'm whooping
right here.
Feet.
This shit right here.
Then they got ignorant, man. Wait, I know some shit about niggas that make wanna look like a saint.
Come on, man.
That nigga called him gonna wanna, nigga. Nigga, I hate everything about you. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Listen, man.
He's steady going.
He won't stop.
That's like turn.
I'm telling you. Breath control. He ain't breathing. He just spit.
How many more black features till you finally feel that you're
black enough?
I like Drake with the melodies.
Yeah, I like Drake with the act up.
You gon' make a nigga bring back Cuff. Let me see if Chubbs really crashed.
See, and he say the Puff shit because allegedly Puff punched him in his face.
And he mentioned his damn bodyguard. Like, is he really gonna, he gonna really do something?
And see, I don't like when he do that shit right there, all that bomb. I don't like it.
Why?
Because that's the violent shit.
I love it.
And I don't want him to get violent.
I do.
I want him to stay in that first pocket, the greatest inspiration shit.
Nah.
You want to get violent?
Yes.
He want that shit to get
violent. Don't nobody want to get violent with Kendrick.
Nah, man.
Don't nobody want to get violent with Kendrick. If they do, they YG or OT or one of them niggas out there, but they don't.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna get violent with Kendrick because they the same.
Man.
But Drake ain't gonna want to.
Man.
That why Kendrick can talk like he talk.
This shit's so crazy.
It ain't play.
This shit's so crazy, man.
And money, when you really with it, I don't care how much money you got.
Yeah.
It ain't gonna save
you. It ain't gonna save you. This shit, dog. This dude. He just, I'm talking about this. It's got there.
Now he can't post that picture he had with Sexy Red.
No.
Nah, he can't do none of that.
But still, not even none of that. But he
doing. But he an internet guy. He gonna play on the internet.
But he ain't playing.
Nah, he say he going. They say he about to go on vacation.
He ain't got no choice.
Say he about to go on vacation.
Yeah,
if he go on vacation,
that boy he
what's that song?
It's over. This battle pretty much over. Anyway.
What's that song by the boy from Chicago?
Which one?
Chicago. What's his name?
Chief Keef.
Chief Keef. What's that song he made?
Love Sosa.
Finito.
Oh, Finito.
That's not what it is.
He had an album named Finito.
It's
think.
It's over.
Yeah,
dude.
Hey, man. You think he gonna come back,
Drake?
You think he got?
Don't try it.
You don't think
Kendrick got two more laid out for your ass?
I think he got probably about three more.
He probably got a whole album. Like, we don't trust
you. Dog, this nigga dropped 4 songs in 4 days.
Oh, just like somebody said, they think they got a...
That's an EP.
They think that he got a whole diss album.
Probably.
I don't...
But who do you... You think anybody else gonna try him?
Who?
Kendrick.
For what?
Don't.
For what?
I mean, because everybody always said he couldn't. But I've always been a Kendrick fan.
That's just like you watch.
And I always felt like he was just so different.
But not only that, that's just like you back in the day going to O'Neal and watching somebody beat the fuck out somebody, but you gonna go with him fighting?
No. I'm going straight back down Pine Street and turn left on left.
I'm going back to Guest Street.
I'm gonna watch the fight.
Yeah, I'll go back to Guest Street.
I ain't gonna want to fight nothing.
Don't nobody.
What am I getting that for?
They gonna
J. Cole did that.
Yeah, J. Cole was like, I don't even want no parts of this shit.
Yeah.
Doogie, and we was on the phone the other day. Doogie kept saying, man, J. Cole got to jump back in this shit. I'm telling Doogie, man, let J. Cole stay where he at, man.
Between that bicycle, right?
Let him stay right where he at, man. No.
Wasn't he on some kind of commercial? What was he, riding a bicycle?
Nah, that's just what he do.
Wait, he own it.
Yeah, that's what he do.
He in Fayetteville. Shout out to Fayetteville. Yeah.
But, this shit right here, man.
Shout out to Fayetteville.
Battle of the fucking Titans. This kills the Jay-Z and Nas shit. This murdered that.
Made up.
No. They made up. And it wasn't as much character assassination. And
it's the total opposite with this one.
Yeah, they didn't have this many songs towards each other. Verses.
It's the total.
They had verses on the album.
Cause like Jay had Blueprint too.
Yeah, he had.
Nas had. Got yourself a gun.
He had a song. He had a Last Real Nigga Alive on Godson.
I ain't never heard it.
See,
you know why?
Yeah, I know, man. We know.
But not only that, you got these niggas was cool since 2012.
Who? They weren't really cool though.
But they made music.
Yeah, they made music together.
They only made that one song.
Yeah, that one song.
That was a start.
But it was
made some more songs.
That was a money grab. Because that wasn't even the hardest song on that album.
To my point of justice.
That was a money grab.
I ain't gonna say it was a money grab. But that was a bad beat.
Well, not a money grab, put him out there.
That was a hard
song. Yeah, I mean, the song was hard. Yeah.
But what year was that?
12.
Oh, both 12. Of them was.
Yeah, Good Kid, M.A.A.D. City.
12. Oh, both of them was on the level to where you didn't know where they were.
Well, exactly. Drake had fucking.
He was already hitting them.
No, this was when Take Care was out, I think.
But back then, nobody knew he was exactly. going to be.
This?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course not. Nobody, but, yeah. dog, that Take Care shit was so hard.
It's cool, but nobody back then knew he was going to be.
No, right. nobody knew
he but was going to be. But everybody was going to have a 15-year run.
Yeah.
But.
Nobody knew. None boys, of them would.
Yeah. Them boys made some good money together.
They did, but Drake. But Drake has been a constant. Like he's every year. Yeah, he ain't.
But still,
like Kendrick took years off. That's true. Like you know what I'm saying. And I think that all is a detriment to the type of person he is.
That's what I was just about to say. That's all
yeah.
a lifestyle.
Yeah, right? That's just him. Yeah,
Kendrick probably made.
You yeah, know what I mean? Yeah, but I because they're trying to say cat. They're trying to say Top was the reason he only dropped ever so often. I don't believe that shit.
Who cares?
Yeah, I don't believe. I believe that's just him. Like he don't like it. Like he don't like the line. Like 3,000.
Right.
Same type shit. Like he just don't want to be famous. He said that shit in one of these songs. I don't like being famous like
never
you.
Never lose their
character. I don't like that shit.
Never lose their character.
Yeah, yeah. Just they just good character. They good. They people.
He's right. a good kid.
Yeah, right. he's a they fucking people. They just right. want to be a human being.
Right.
Just like 3,000 said shit. In the song with Kanye. He was like, I'm glad you got, he was talking to his son. He's like, I'm glad you got the chance to learn how to be a civilian through my mama.
Right.
Because I couldn't teach you that. Because right. I couldn't go to war without a motherfucker in my face.
Right.
And I hate that shit. You know what I'm saying? Some people just don't like that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But K-Dot, Kendrick Lamar, this motherfucker has staked his claim as the best rapper in the fucking game. I am. You can't right. nobody deny, dispute, right. no, or nothing.
Don't nobody
as far as this lyrical shit go.
Don't nobody want to go against him.
No. Not lyrically, no. This nigga has lyrically assassinated Drake's character in 4 days.
I ain't heard no 42 Doug. I ain't heard no Boss Man.
I ain't heard nothing.
I ain't heard nothing else.
Nothing. I told y'all it was going to be a no lyrical song.
Kevin fucking Gates.
But I think after Memorial Day, the rest of the shit will kick back up.
Yeah, because niggas want to party.
But yeah, it's going to be party time. So, but this has been the greatest 3 week, 4 week span, month span in a long time for me. Mm-hmm. From the time Future dropped that, we don't...
Don't trust
you. Yeah, we don't trust you shit. Till now.
We still don't trust
you. All this shit came.
Shout out to Doogie.
Dog, all but this
Doogie
shit.
Doogie was saying about how he didn't like how motherfuckers. I remember a couple of episodes back. He was like, he didn't like how motherfuckers was singing.
Yeah.
That's all it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, this shit, mm-hmm. yeah.
Both of Drake, I mean, not Drake, but Future.
Mm-hmm. That last, the last, hey, the man, second album.
One song on Future shit was my fucking. High school, the shit you sing out when you graduate.
Oh, yeah?
What you call that?
Probably the first song on there.
No, but what you call the song when you I don't know, you know, back in the day, man, you know, that'll mix the shit up with by the time we all came to
yeah.
school. But back in the day, alma mater. Alma mater.
One of their songs.
Ours was End of the Road. We sung that for our graduation. Mm-hmm. I don't know how Don.
Oh, that was y'all graduation song.
What y'all's was?
What did we sing for our graduation song?
We didn't sing.
But see, I remember mine because mine be, you know, we
ours might have
money
back
cash
back,
holes.
Might have been back.
Yeah, we laughed at our shit.
Back that ass up or some shit.
Nah, niggas weren't feeling back that ass up.
But ours
was. That shit was hard.
Nah, niggas weren't playing it yet.
Ours was
boys. The summertime.
Boys to men. In the road or some shit or whatever. But one of Future shits, man. Boy, he singing like hell.
Man, Future singing like a motherfucker on that bitch. But Metro
I
got
like
them.
It,
Metro got them fucking beats on
I
that
like
bitch.
It.
That's
I
a
like
ten.
It.
That's a 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock ride on the interstate.
It is.
Right? No, I'm sorry. Ride Around the City album.
Cause that really? Last
yeah,
week.
Yeah, like if you say for instance you was in Charlotte and you was downtown, you'll drop your top and you turn that Future on. That second that's We Still Don't Trust You.
Yeah,
you'll turn that shit
I
on.
Agree with that.
What should I be driving? And what should I be listening to when I'm listening to Kendrick shit? Not like us.
Oh, you could drive your car.
Oh, you need to be in a dome.
You just gotta have your
six-fold.
But you gotta have your top up.
Oh, windows up too?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Play.
Whatever you drive, it got to be exposed.
Unless you're at the beach. If you're at the beach, no. you let the top down but keep the windows up.
Not like you. Tell me, that's a
not verb. Like us, yeah.
But he got the vert.
Yeah, but he got to leave the windows up.
No.
Yeah, leave the windows up. And had an L too. You got to have the L blowing too.
Hey, he got
you know that, how you know that how Roy used to ride around this motherfucker,
hey,
right?
You got to have that shit peel back and bust open at the same time.
at the same damn time.
You know how Roy used to ride around this motherfucker, right?
Yeah, he used to be peeled back.
Yeah.
But you got to be peeled back.
Roy had that motherfucker peeled back with the air flow.
At the same damn time.
Damn right.
Yeah, don't fuck with it.
This shit, this Family Matters shit, man, this beat, it sound a lot like the other beat, though. The Drop and Give Me 50 shit.
Yeah.
So, that's why, but like I said, all the shit he pulled off in the video.
I like how they put more than one song on one song.
Yeah, yeah, I love that shit. I'm loving that. I'm loving that with the new shit.
Yeah, that's the going new on. Wave.
Yeah, because yeah, all shit, the last 7-8 years, it's been 2.5 minute songs.
Right. Somebody. These niggas calling. Been.
That's Renzo.
Shout out to Renzo.
I can't connect him to the show, so I ain't gonna.
Nah.
I ain't gonna even answer. I hit him back afterwards, man.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, man.
It's gonna be a lyrical summer.
Yes, sir.
You hope?
You think it's about over?
The only
it
way
gotta be.
The only way it not is if he don't fight.
Drake don't say. Drake ain't gonna say. I don't think. Well, no. I ain't gonna say that.
He got too many people on his back.
But everybody else don't even matter. Because yeah, nobody else is dog.
Ain't no way in the hell you gonna beat my ass. I'ma get drunk.
But yeah, but ain't nobody
I gotta get one of y'all.
Yeah, but ain't nobody else saying nothing now. Nah. But ain't no only motherfucker that says something else at this point is Metro.
It don't matter.
He dropped the BBL. Future ain't saying shit.
Four motherfuckers jump on your ass.
Weekend ain't saying shit.
Get one of them.
Who else?
He can't get Kendrick.
Rick Ross ain't said nothing else.
He can't get Kendrick.
Kendrick four on his ass in a week.
That's
pause.
What I'm saying. Them the ones that hurt the most.
Bro. I'm talking about he was boo bapping his ass all fucking week, dog. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then so think about it. From Tuesday to Friday, all day Drake was like, "All right, I got Kendrick this Family Matters shit dropping Friday night."
He
not knowing it, unless he knew 6:16 in LA was dropping 6:16 a.m. Friday. Then I'm talking about less than 30 minutes after he dropped his shit, this nigga drops another fucking song.
Bro, if you put this in violence, you got four motherfuckers done jump you. So Kendrick the one hurting him. He probably going to punch him in the balls. he gonna try to hurt him. You know what I mean? Because right now he ain't hurting him.
Who ain't hurting him? Kendrick ain't hurting Drake?
Drake ain't hurting Kendrick.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Right. So
no.
Like I'm saying, this is Drake getting beat up.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kendrick. This is Metro Boomin. Mm-hmm. This is Rick Ross. This is
Future.
Weekend. ASAP. All these motherfuckers jumping on him.
Mm-hmm.
So he know he can't do shit with Kendrick, but he got to punch him in the balls to get him up off him. So he gonna punch him in the balls. He gonna probably come back with one song.
But dog, he already took the angle. Listen, he already took the angle of him beating his wife. Mm-hmm. All cheating on his wife with cash.
That's part of getting jumped. Yeah, he got that lick. He took them licks.
Yeah,
he took them licks, but. He gonna punch him in the balls. Mm-hmm. He gonna get one more track because he can't do shit with him.
That's the balls.
Yeah.
The wife beating shit.
Trying to punch him in the balls.
He got to come back one more time.
Shit, but he done came two. After he punched him in the balls, he done got goddamn stomped twice now.
With Ross, the only thing he had to say about Ross is
see, Ross like a little kid.
He did the police shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
But yeah. He gonna Kendrick. In the balls. He got to come back one more time because right now Kendrick on his ass.
Yeah.
So he get Kendrick.
He got him in the headlock.
Right.
Punching him.
So Rick Ross, Metro, all them people hitting at him. But if he's a real nigga, he got to grab one of them. Beat the shit out of one of them.
He's so discombobulated at this point, I don't think he can grab nobody.
You got to get one.
Kendrick got that nigga head fucked up, man.
He tried with Metro with sending the band
to the club and shit.
He going to get one of them.
But this nigga, man, I don't know,
Metro
man.
Probably the weakest one.
That beat funny as shit, man.
It is.
Yeah, man, that shit funny, man.
It is.
Because the shit funny, man. Like, the whole thing has been entertaining. I love it. I love everything the fuck about it, man.
That's great why moment. I like it.
It's a fucking great moment for hip-hop, man. Like, we needed this shit.
Yeah, we was sexy red.
We was lost. Oh, my God. The culture was lost with that shit. I mean, it ain't horrible music. I just can't listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't listen to it. I can't deal with that shit.
I don't want to vibe to no chick.
Man, you know, I ain't heard that shit all fucking week, yo.
I don't want to vibe to no chick talking gangsta.
Yeah, I ain't heard that shit all week. Like, it's been
dude,
a great
what
fucking
dude
week.
Told me, tell my man, if a chick pull up on me in a Dodge Charger. I'm going to tell that bitch to get on by that business, man. She pull up on me or something like that.
In a nigga car.
Yeah.
Tough-ass chick.
Yeah, I want her to pull up in a Benz or a little Audi or something.
Yeah, tough-ass
Riley. She might even pull up in an Altima.
Yeah.
She pull up in a damn Charger.
Tough-ass motherfucker.
That's about what I feel like sex is real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She'll definitely drive. She'll drive a, she'll have a bought a Chevy, nigga.
With a beaten ass sister.
Are you gonna cry, man?
I couldn't get it out fast enough.
She look like she'll drive a crowd bit, man. You motherfucker.
With the police
shout
light.
Shout out to Sexy Red, man.
Sexy Red.
Keep doing your thing, girl.
With the police light.
Just stop making music.
Damn.
Keep doing your thing, baby. Keep doing your thing. Just stop rapping. That's it, man. Cause I'm telling you, these niggas, alright. This shit gonna expose a lot.
It is.
Because now some motherfuckers going to be like, you know what? I ain't got to deal with that bullshit either. I ain't got to listen to that shit. These niggas can rap out here still. I'm going to listen to some of this. Niggas ain't trying to hear all that bullshit no more, man.
You're right.
That's why I really appreciate Kendrick and Drake doing this shit, man.
It came right on time.
I appreciate these niggas for this, man.
So they saying Kendrick might drop another track today.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Definitely.
See that? He might be on LA Leakers tomorrow.
See that? Oh, my God. He going to give an 8-minute freestyle talking about this nigga some more.
That's what I'm thinking.
They going to put that on a fucking, they going to put that on streaming too. Yo.
That's what I'm thinking.
Listen, man. I love this shit. This has been by far the most lyrical shit that's happened since probably 2016.
Who you going to blame that on? In
16. The 16, that's when Drake and Joe Budden was beefing.
Bro, they say on Google Maps,
mm-hmm.
Drake house now reads owned by Kendrick. And Kendrick's dog.
See that? See that disrespect?
Yeah. Listen.
All right, so did y'all see the, just one last thing before we get out of here. Y'all ever seen Orlando Brown when he was like, vagina?
Nah.
You ain't ever seen that? Give me some of that vagina.
No, I ain't never seen that, man. That dude fool anyway, man.
So they got him saying, a minor. Oh, I'm going to show y'all that vagina shit.
Listen, man.
See that, pedophile shit, man.
Before we get out of here, man, listen. I just want to say, I told y'all niggas it was going to be some lyrical shit to go down with this shit. Yeah, please let Lil Boosie's daughter tell these niggas be loved.
I didn't know that what I
please,
like.
Please let her, because I've been wanting you to play that since we came in this motherfucker. Because I told y'all niggas. Told y'all, boy, listen. That motherfucker there, she knew what time it was. I was waiting on that drop all day, cause I told y'all this is gonna be some lyrical shit. We got what we wanted, and it don't seem to be over yet.
It's over.
I give it to Memorial Day.
If Kendrick really do drop another track today and then go on LA Leakers tomorrow,
it's over.
It's over.
Uh-oh, we got a damn.
Oh shit.
He responded to Metro Boomin.
Oh shit.
Put
of course
Drake there.
Yeah. Of course he gonna respond to Boom. Yeah, Metro.
Well, it was something
shit
on social media.
Yeah.
We don't care about that.
Yeah, you know you gotta rap.
We don't know nothing about that.
You gotta rap.
We don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, you gotta rap, yo. You gotta fucking rap. That internet shit over with.
A minor.
Kendrick done made that internet shit irrelevant in this shit.
Yeah, he gotta come with
it. Yeah, you gotta rap, bro. You can't do shit else but rap. Bees, I appreciate you, man.
I swear to God, I do too.
I swear, man, I had to get this shit off my chest. I wanted to come in here early in the week, but I just couldn't get down here, man. But I really, really appreciate you for letting us in here today.
Hey, it's a good thing you didn't come Wednesday.
What happened?
Because more music.
Oh, nigga, this nigga dropped 3-4 more songs since. Yeah, we was just trying to react to Euphoria.
Yeah.
And God damn it.
Shout out to both of them
niggas, because they did not disappoint this week.
They did.
Everything was great on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
All parties involved. I appreciate it all. Don't mistake this for I'm siding with. Kendrick is winning. Don't get me wrong.
I'm sorry.
$10 ahead.
But my objective side, this is just good shit.
I don't give a fuck
about none of the other shit. This is just good shit to me. It's objective. My objective side is I love it, but Kendrick is up 3-2, 4-1
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because the like that verse is what really kicked this shit off. And a lot of people keep leaving that off because they just want to do the diss songs.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to give the credit where the credit is due. That shit kicked this motherfucker off. So that got to be a point.
You say about 4-2, 5-2
Yeah, it got to be. At 5-1
God.
At this point,
4-1 3-1 I don't know.
5-1
Red niggas losing.
Drake got one good song, but I don't know what that beat. That don't beat shit. He just got
the push ups out of the Family Matter.
Was towards who though?
The push ups was towards Kendrick.
Okay.
To the gym.
That was the response to like that.
That was the response to the gym.
Yeah.
Do push ups. I don't know. Shut up, nigga. Yeah, drop and give me 50. Shut your ass up.
Yeah, easy. Appreciate you as always, man. Tell them where they can find you, man.
Hang with them Pyrus.
Oh God, this guy.
And the Rolling Six.
This guy here crazy, man. DJ Blaze every Monday and Wednesday, my guy, man.
Yeah.
Check him out. June, tell him where they can find you.
Shit, I'm hanging out with you, brother.
Hey man, email us. Hit us up on Instagram, the Music Jones Podcast. You can email us at the Music Jones Podcast at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Please send me something about the battle. What do you think? Who do you got winning?
Just send a comment, period.
Yeah, just send a comment, period. And I'm going to clip this up and probably put it on Facebook. So appreciate y'all.
I like to hear about opinion.
Click on us on YouTube. Give us that view. Watch us, though. Don't just click. Appreciate y'all. Peace. Step this way. Step that way.